This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Manager number 11, Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
MLB veteran for 16 seasons.
Swing and a bouncer, shortstop, Counsell throws, got him! Counsell picked it up clean and threw a strike to first.
Two-time World Series champion.
His teammates call him Rudy. And Rudy has just tied game one of the 2001 World Series with a first inning home run.
Manager for your Chicago Cubs.
Pete Crow Armstrong. Well, you got Craig Counsell to smile and even laugh a little bit, so that's no small thing.
No, I got that guy busting out in belly laughs all the time.
How would you describe your relationship with the manager?
It's great. He's one of the best people I've been around in this game, no question about it. Such a thinker, and I think that really benefits us when it comes to in-game situations. And, you know, I think that benefits us in the clubhouse as well. When I think I can look at him and you know, see that we really got a guy who cares about us. And, you know, he cares about the game as a whole and the big picture that we're all playing for every day. So, I mean, Counts has done such a good job. I mean, dating back to last year when he started, he's just done such a good job of you know, leading a really good Cubby team.
Craig Counsell with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
The Cubs-Cardinals series continues tonight from St. Louis. Pregame coverage begins at 6:10 on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. Craig Counsell's appearance is brought to you by the all-new Toyota on Edens in Northbrook. Visit toyotaonedens.com, and he joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Craig, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. Finally, the weather broke a little bit. Like, walking out last night, the show went and had a little dinner before the game last night.
Lawrence had tater tots. He was obsessed with getting the tater tots, Craig.
I shared the tater tots, though.
You did.
Craig.
You did. It was very nice.
So we're good.
Are you a tater tots guy, Craig?
No, not a fan. My mom made me eat them when I was like 8 years old. Didn't go well. Never eaten them since.
Really?
Wow.
Are you a French fry person?
Yeah, I'd prefer French fries. Yeah, it's just the tater tot. I'll never do it again. I'll never do it.
So does this
feel like punishment? It'd feel like punishment for me to eat tater tots because it was that night because I had to finish the tater tots.
So does this go all the way out to like perhaps you're at an Arby's? Would a Craig Counsell get potato cakes, or is that too much like a tater tot?
Good question.
I would not eat a tater tot. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never been to Arby's and they ordered potato cakes.
All right. Not a good question. I take it back.
That's a bad question.
Bad question. That was Pete Crow Armstrong in our open talking about you, Craig. It's obviously a good relationship. You guys both talked about what happened last night after the game. What do you do with Pete in the middle of that game after that happens? Because you know he's a smart kid. He's already mad at himself. Like, did you talk about it with him then after the inning or after the game? How does that go down while the action is happening?
No. I mean, I frankly sent Pete a text last night after the game, making sure he was all right, and that's it.
So you don't even need to discuss it during the game because you know he knows better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense. Did you ever forget how many outs there were as a player, Craig Counsell, the player?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
What happened? Tell us a story if one that comes to mind.
I mean, I caught a pop up and ran off the field. Nothing bad happened in the game necessarily, but you know. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I caught a pop-up, started running off the field, and because I didn't know how many outs. Now I got saved because it was a different situation. You know, that's happened to every player that's played. You know, just like we think we confuse, you know, the guy that doesn't hustle to first base. Like, we think every player hustles to first base on every single play. They don't. We just complain about the time when the first baseman drops the ball, right?
Yeah, but that's, you know, it's interesting because two people got removed from games last night, or not, didn't get removed, excuse me, but two people had, like, forgot how many outs there were. The other one was O'Neill Cruz in Pittsburgh, but there was a hustle issue and the manager removed him. I'm not asking you to comment on that, but, like, you know, Pete's mistake is not one of not hustle or any, or not, it's just, what
no,
is
it's
it?
Just a mistake. I mean, it's just a mistake. It's that's all it is. I mean, it's a mistake. And to, like, you know, we don't want to make mistakes. Nobody wants to make mistakes. Pete doesn't want to make mistakes. We make mistakes. We're human. You know, if you think there's a reason why he would make those mistakes again, you know, we'll try to figure out a way to coach it better, and we'll try to figure out a way to help Pete. I don't. It was a mistake that was made, and you live with it. We're not perfect.
After a couple of really strong months of Jameson Taillon, the last couple of outings have been rough. Is there anything that connects the start from last night to the start versus Milwaukee from your point of view?
Well, I mean, you know, Jamo's a command pitcher. Like, the command is extremely important to him. And, you know, last night, sometimes the game is, did you get away with your mistakes? And he did not get away with his mistakes last night. And so that means, you know, there's two things. You know, you try to just make better pitches, and it's something certainly Jamo's capable of. I think you always go back and look at, like, your pitch selection. You always go back and look, am I getting predictable? Those are things that are evaluated kind of post every start. You know, so you continue to do that and continue to find maybe patterns you're falling into. But I think, you know, Jamo, you know, his walk totals are so low because he really commands every pitch, and he has to pitch on the edges of the strike zone. And he has to give hitters different looks. And so we just got to get a little more, you know, we just got to get a little more fine in those areas. That's what leads to good performance for Jamo.
The edges of the strike zone. Yeah. So, like, one of those homers was on 0-2 and got a little too much of the plate, right? It's like, it seems to be a difficult thing to try to throw everything on those edges, especially 0-2. Like, you want to have competitive pitches. You don't want to be too far out of the zone, but you can't catch too much of it. I guess that's pitching.
Yeah. I mean, I think on 0-2, it's actually easier. I think on 0-2, it's easy to be pretty aggressive out of the zone. On 3-2 and 2-2 and 2-1, you know, then you know, the 2-0 throwing a changeup, you know, away and not right, you know, that's when it's hard, right? But it's something Jamo's been really good at throughout his career.
You know, so speaking of, you know, hitting the edges of the zone, the broadcast the other night was talking about Ben Brown as not necessarily throwing competitive pitches or throwing non-competitive pitches
on 0-2.
On 0-2. So that's why it's coming to mind as a parallel. Is that part of the challenge for Ben, is to make sure he throws competitive pitches even in those situations?
Yeah, I think, you know, we kind of define that as like making the hitter responsible for every pitch, right? So a non-competitive pitch, it's like a, you know, an automatic take for the hitter, right? He's not responsible for the pitch. So it's like you're playing with three balls instead of four. And so, yeah, that's always a key, I think, attribute. If you watch some of the great pitchers, it's what they do so well, is that, you know, their misses are you know, a ball outside the strike zone or a ball below the zone, a ball above the zone, that those are their misses. And Jamo's absolutely great at that. He's very good at that. But that's what you see some of the great pitchers be able to do. And the miss is never, you know, bounce in the dirt, right? It's below the strike zone, so it's really hard to hit.
With a young pitcher, does confidence in command have anything to do with that type of situation where you might have a young pitcher that says, man, yeah, I know that I'm supposed to throw something that's close, but I don't want to put us in a bad situation by giving up a big hit on two strikes?
Yeah, I mean, confidence is what it is. I mean, I think command is, it's a trickier skill, and we certainly measure it. It's a skill and it's a talent, right? And it's developed over time. Also, kind of improves over time with pitchers generally. So it's something that's always in the development process of just thousands and thousands of throws.
Did you consider the bullpen for Ben instead of AAA, and why was AAA the best choice?
Well, I think from a roster perspective, it's the best choice. It's how we're navigating these games. I think continuing as a starting pitcher is the best choice. Keeping him on a consistent work schedule, which is the between game schedule, which is just as important. Probably an opportunity to limit some innings here a little bit for a little bit of a stretch. So all those things I thought made it important to just to be a AAA to be the option.
How has Shota's rehab gone? And I know that he's been on the trip. How good has it been to have him be back around the major league club?
Yeah, I mean, rehab has went, rehab is for anybody. I think it's kind of a painstakingly feels a little monotonous, right? But I think Shota sees the light at the end of the tunnel here coming, and he'll take the ball tomorrow and ready to go. So we're happy that he's back, happy he's back with the team, and I know he's looking forward to pitching tomorrow.
To get someone back like that is really important. How far can you push him over the next couple of starts, or is he full go, no limitations?
No, I think we'll be cautious, certainly, the first couple starts. I think anybody coming off rehab, you're going to be cautious with that.
Craig Counsell with us here on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Known tater tot hater,
oh,
Craig Counsell.
Oh, my God. The Orida people are on the hotline right now, dropping their sponsorship. I don't think they have a deal.
They do not.
No, they do not. You're safe. Craig, can you feel if anxiety is growing within a clubhouse? Like when, do you have an anxiety thermometer? Or like, do you walk around like checking in on that kind of thing? Does it concern you in that regard?
No.
No. Okay. But you know, humans, you are one. Like anxiety can show up and rise, and it can affect people. Are you worried about your guys getting anxious when a couple games under 500 for the month, three other teams playing real well in the division, losing a game like that?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No.
All right, Lawrence, would you like to throw three more questions about anxiety at the man?
No.
But I mean...
Wait, I'm going to say like Craig.
Okay.
No.
Okay, no. So,
no, I am interested, though, like from a manager's perspective, what the last week of baseball has been like because of the oppressive heat element that has been in play. So, Craig, what's that like for you? Like, what steps do you take with, like, the training staff? Or is all that stuff kind of presented to you instead of you directing it?
No, I mean, we have certainly, you know, our team nutritionist and our strength and conditioning staff is kind of all over this part of it. And, yeah, I mean, Frank, the Shota's game tomorrow it's been hot. It was Saturday and Sunday at Wrigley were extremely hot. I think you saw the umpire, one of the Mariners pitchers, a ball boy, unfortunately, that were affected by the heat. So you do everything you can and just realize that it's hot and you try to just keep a closer eye on the people, the catcher, the pitcher that are affected by it. And that's the best you can do. I know tomorrow here in St. Louis, the day game, the night game, you know, the night makes a difference for sure. The day game tomorrow is going to be a super hot one.
What was the hottest surface that you played on?
The artificial turf surfaces. I mean, this was famous. St. Louis was famously one of the places, in the middle of the summer when you'd get it on the turf. That was, you know, probably one of the worst places for sure on the turf in St. Louis.
Yeah, those things, like, you start to look back in like old baseball highlights you can see the haze like coming off of it. And then you'll see like the thermometer on the field and it's 115 on the field versus it being like 95 for anyone who's walking around.
And Craig, I could never tell if it was Old Bush or Riverfront or Three Rivers or the Vet. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, no, the same. All big circles, every stadium.
All big concrete circles with fake turf. Yeah, for sure.
So Craig, listen, we have Nico on every week, and we love Nico. And we've been saying as a show that June was going to be the month where he would hit the home run. He gets the home run last night. I'm hoping for more because I had it set at 3.5. How good is it for a player that's been doing everything else that he can to help you try to win to know that he got the ball up in the air and got it out of the ballpark?
Yeah, I mean, I think as a player who flirted with zero many years in his career, just not having zero there makes you feel pretty good.
Flirted with zero. Was it a romantic kind of flirting? I mean,
that's anxiety, Spiegs. You know what I mean? Like, that's anxiety.
I got it.
This other stuff, not anxiety.
No, okay. Well, that's good.
Well, there's 80 more games to be played. So there's, you know, there's not a lot of anxiety that you have to necessarily. We're probably more anxious. People who are Cubs fans, people who are Cubs observers might be more anxious about this than the actual clubhouse.
But the thing is, like, the anxiety, I love hearing that it's a no. Because even for fans, this is what you want, Craig. Like, you want to have a good team going through a baseball season. I mean, the Mets just lost 9-10. The Yankees lost 9-12. This stuff happens worse than it's even happening for the Cubs, right? This is baseball that's happening right now.
Yeah, it's a season. And if you sign up to be a baseball fan, the great part about signing up as a baseball fan and the great part about baseball seasons are it's a ride and it's a roller coaster. And it means you're built to withstand the ups and the downs. That's what you should love about baseball. It really is. That you're willing to kind of take that ride of all the ups and downs of a season and the journey of it. That's the greatest part about our sport. And you got to survive that and you got to thrive in it. It's the fun and beauty of our sport.
See, that's the goods. That's the goods right there. One home run in 2008 in 110 games played. I wonder when that one came. When the one came, it's a big deal to get that one.
2000. I don't remember.
That's, okay.
I wish I did.
Yeah.
I should.
No, that's our job.
I feel like you're kind of picking on Craig right now.
No, Speaks. I'm not. I don't think so.
All right.
He didn't like the
no answers. You didn't like them.
I did actually. I enjoyed the hell out of those. Actually, I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it. Hey, when Pete decides to bunt last night. You know, it's a tough spot. And you explained it after the game. You know, it's against the lefty and everything like that and all it could. I guess my question is, for a young player, is that a choice that at all can be something that ends up compounding from the earlier mistake? Like one mistake leads to another one, that kind of thing. Are you concerned at all about that from Pete?
Look, I mean, I think we were concerned about the result of the play, right? you know, if the bunt's a good bunt and we tie the game and it's a base hit, like we love the play, right? You know, I give Pete some freedom there. This is a play that's definitely, we'll talk about it today Pete and I'll talk about, but it's a tough call. Like I think, you know, sometimes the player walks up there and the player knows best. I mean, what are you trying to avoid there? You're trying to avoid a strikeout, right? How do you feel against the pitcher, right? He was swinging the first at bat, took a strike. Not very common that Pete does that, actually, in our runs in any at bat, but especially with runners in scoring position. So I think he felt like the best way for him to get the run in might have been a tough at bat for him was to hopefully take a bunt with him. He didn't execute the bunt. You know, that's unfortunate. That's really the thing that just didn't happen. He just didn't execute well.
Matthew Boyd goes tonight. He's been really good. What's been the reason why he's been so good?
Yeah, I mean, I think Matthew's got some deception to him, and it's not just like it's good stuff too. I mean, he's gonna, and the fastball changeup combo is challenging for hitters. There's a big speed discrepancy, and he did the, you know, for lack of a better word, the pitches just look the same coming out. So that's where he's great at getting some swing and miss, and his fastball kind of plays up in the zone, so he can throw it up and kind of beat hitters, and it's a lot of lazy fly balls. And then he just really knows what he's doing. I mean, this, you know, the kind of thought with Jed and Carter and everybody signing Matthew Boyd is this is a good pitcher who's just unfortunately hasn't been able to stay healthy in his career. And we thought we were well positioned to get a healthy Matthew Boyd, and that's been an effective Matthew Boyd.
It's a hell of a signing. Craig, good stuff. That answer on the beauty of the sport and wanting the season to be this much fun and be the roller coaster, that's great stuff. So thanks so much. Go get him tonight.
All right, thanks, guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.